2 minutes. It was what organizers call a Le Mans start, with the 30-odd teams gathered above the docks waiting for race boss Daniel Evans to blow the horn. But first, Evans offered a few words of encouragement to those crazy enough to attempt a self-supported, human-powered journey along the unforgiving Northwest coast.
You are doing something most people in the world couldn't even comprehend. What you get to do has never been done before. Because each and every one of us create a story unique. I hope we get to tell that story for you. I hope we get to celebrate this as you go into uncharted territory. This is the best part of our humanity, when we get to come together and celebrate for each other. And we get to race to Alaska. Thank you.
That moment was shared on the Race to Alaska's social media. Then came the countdown. Crowds cheered as the racers dashed to their vessels and made their way out of Victoria Harbor. They used paddles, oars, and pedal wheels along with grit alone, because sailing is forbidden within the harbor. This year, for the first time, some pre-approved ocean-ready teams have the option to face the wind and weather of the Pacific and travel up the west coast of Vancouver Island instead of the usual inside passage. 8 boats were approved for the outside route, but when decision time came, just 3 turned towards open water. Kootenay pedal wheelers elsewhere, and the winners of the first stage, Team Pure and Wild. That could prove advantageous if the sailors are able to take advantage of heavier, steadier winds on the outer coasts, but that's only if the wind cooperates. With light winds in the hours after the start Thursday afternoon, 2 rowboat teams took an early lead. Let's Row Maybe and Don't Tell Mom each cleared about 30 miles in the race's first 5 hours. Only about another 670 or so to Ketchikan. Reporting in Ketchikan, I'm Eric Stone.